share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Update 1, 6 p.m. The Selinger Menteri Besar, Datuk Seri Amiruddin Sheri, shared that they are open to implementing a total lockdown under certain conditions. He said that the decision is still in the discussion stage and added that the authority to implement it lies in the hands of the federal government and the National Security Council, MKN. Previously, the Selinger Task Force rejected the proposal to implement a total lockdown in the state because the infection rate is still low as compared to other states like Kelantan and Pahang. They explained that the team and the state government are in a good position to handle the outbreak. At a press conference today, the 19th of May, Selinger Task Force COVID-19 Chairman Dr. Julk Fly Ahmad said, however, that they will not oppose a full lockdown if the government insists, but added that it would be pointless if additional measures are not implemented. Selinger is not the worst case of COVID-19 because this state ranks fourth after Sabah, Kuala Lumpur and Sarawak in terms of population ratio, he said in a statement recorded by Utusan. We cannot just sit around during the MCO period, there must be an improvement in terms of action. He went on to explain that even though the numbers are high at the moment, Selinger cannot be said to be the worst state, and added that Mo needs to look in terms of the ratio of infection to the population. If the MCO is implemented fully, Selinger will be a victim in terms of industry and activities of the people. This is not fair. Don't make lockdown an easy way because of our failure to manage PKP 2.0, for example. The number of deaths is also increasing day by day, he said, adding that the state health services sector is still able to accommodate the number of patients at this time by increasing the number of ICU beds and ventilators. The numbers will remain high, but are we so burdened that we want to implement a comprehensive MCO? We reject that need, but there must be efforts to minimize the impact on the people who are currently burdened. Meanwhile, Selinger Health, Welfare, Women Empowerment and Family Executive Council Dr. Siti Maria Mahmood said that MCO 3.0 should be a targeted effort instead of putting the entire state under a lockdown, adding that intensified COVID-19 testing and getting more people vaccinated should also be a part of the strategy. If we have a choice, we do not want a lockdown. But if we are instructed to do so by the federal government under the emergency ordinance, we will abide by it, she said, according to NST. Malaysia recorded an all-time high of 6,075 cases today, the 19th of May, with Selinger reporting a whopping 2,251 cases. Also read, Malaysia hits all-time high with 6,075 COVID-19 cases, Selinger still at top spot. Source: Dr. Julk Fly Ahmad, Facebook source, Xinhua Net. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.